Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es sei der Perik Dalet Mishnah. The Elu, in regard to these women, not the husband is going to warn them, but Bezin will. The Elu she Bezdin mekanin lehen. Bezin will warn them not to be with so-and-so. When they see that she's not conducting herself properly with an individual, that there's a certain level of pritzus over here. Mishen es choresh baila. The husband became a deaf mute who can't hear and can't talk. He can't do kinu, he can't warn her. So Bezin will take his place. A person who can speak, even though he can't hear, or he can hear, even though he can't talk, could be Mekana, his wife, alone. Although the halacha would then be, she becomes usher to him, she would lose her ksuba, but she doesn't drink. But if you both can't hear and can't talk, Bezin may do it for him if they feel a need to do so. Oynishtata, or the husband lost his das, he became a shaita. Oyshayachavush bevesu asurin. Let's say the husband was in prison. Does this mean she's actually going to drink the water? No. Loilash goysa'am. She's not going to drink the water. Even if she doesn't heed to Bezin's warning, even if she doesn't listen, she's alone with this person. She can't drink. The pasuk says very clearly, Vehevi ha'ish es ishtoi ela kayin, says the Batanura. The husband can bring his wife to the kayin. It's dafka the husband. Well, let me ask you, what happens, let's say, if the husband is freed from prison? Could he now bring her to drink? And the answer is no. If he's not the one that warned her, he cannot bring her to drink. That's also learned from the psukim. So what then does Bezin's warning accomplish? Ela rather, Bezin's warning will accomplish that if she doesn't listen, ulapaisla meksubasa, it'll passel her from being able to get her ksuba. In other words, if Adam will come and say, no, she was alone with that person, after you warned her not to be alone with that person, she becomes asa to her husband, and we're going to rip up her ksuba. If the husband gets better, or he comes out of prison, he can't bring her to Yerushalayim then to drink. He's going to have to give her a get. She also becomes also to the one that she was alone with. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. Rabbi Yaisi, Omer, no. If Bezin warns her, then afla hashkaisa, that she could drink as well. Now, what does that mean, she can drink? If the husband still has the problem, or he's not here, she can't drink. But, when the husband will leave the prison, according to Rabbi Yaisi, Yashikena, he can give her to drink on the basis of Bezdin's warning. Well, let's say he suddenly was able to hear, or he got his das back. The Batanura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yaisi. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, if the husband became a cheresh, he can't hear and he can't speak, or became a shaiti, lost his das, or he was in a different medina, or he was in prison, and Bezin heard that there may be problems, the way she's acting with an individual, they will summon her and warn her. Don't be alone with that person. If after Bezin warns her, Adam come and say she didn't listen to the warning, then Bezin can answer her on her husband and rip up her ksuva. If her husband gets better or he returns, he'll have to give her a get. He can't have her drink on the basis of Bezin's warning, though. He wasn't the one that warned her. Rabbi Yaisi holds he can, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Yaisi. By the way, the Matanura brings over here, and the Rambam paskins that way. If the man can't see, or let's say he can't stand straight, or he can't hold things, or he can't talk, he can't force her to drink. The same is true if she has these problems. That's learned because the pasuk says, "V'hemed oisa hakoyen." She has to be able to stand. She has to be able to hold the mincha. She has to be able to talk. So if she can't do it or he can't do it, then she cannot drink the water of the site.